This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
Talking about the new age, this just—I had to laugh about this, and you'll have a laugh as well, Steve, because it's a book called King Jesus. King Jesus of Judea was King Arthur of England. By Ralph Ellis. King Jesus and Queen Mary Magdalene were the richest couple in Syro-Judea. The Romans wanted to impose taxes on Jesus and Mary, an imposition that provoked the Jewish revolt. King Jesus fought and lost the war, so he was crucified, reprieved and sent into exile in Roman England. You buy the book, £18. This is full of them. It's full of all books like that.
That's partly what the New Age does to me. It creates cul-de-sacs. When people are searching, it creates cul-de-sacs for people's...
we've just reached our own cul-de-sac here.
Which is why we're moving on.
We can't be judgmental here.
One must judge. You can't be judgmental of other people. But you can be judgmental of belief systems, and I believe there are belief systems going on. I'm not a liberal in that way. I'm not an open drain to anything that says it's spiritual or that. So I think there comes a point where you have to decide, do I follow that stuff? You're accepting that should be allowed to be, and you protect people's right to talk about any nonsense like that that they wish to pour out in the world. You don't want them persecuted for it, but I will argue the case against against the substance of that belief. And I think that's the proper Judeo-Christian society where thought is allowed.
That's arrant nonsense. I mean, it's easy
but there's so much of it about people follow it.
But this proves the point that when we go beyond the words of the Bible and we allow people's reason and whatever motivates them to produce stuff like this. And this is just the latest in the long line of supposed histories, reinterpretations, the black Jesus, the Palestinian fighter, Jesus, the zealot, Jesus, the magic mushroom imbiber, and when you go beyond the Bible, this is what happens.
And if that's a little sideswipe, but my interpretation...
that's extreme. There's so much of it within the New Age.
I would say I'm taking the words of the Gospels as actually, more seriously maybe than other people. It's we're on a journey. We're on a journey where God is continuing to reveal himself. And it's painful and it's rocky. We don't have all the answers, but we know that in there is Jesus and the life of Jesus and the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus.
That's the heart of it. That is the absolute heart of the message. And it's that understanding which is central and prime and absolutely at the heart of it all. Is that who he was, that he was God in human form, that he was born into humanity as a human, but with all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and that he died, and through his sinless death, he paid for all of the sin of mankind, all the darkness that was in man forever, was in that undeserved death. And because of that, he came back to life. And it's like, through accepting the free gift of life from that actual situation, is what enables us to take on God spiritually in our hearts.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.